First and foremost, thank you from the bottom of my heart to all of you who support me and go out of your way to help me. Special thanks to my comrade Steve for being steadfast and consistent, and to my brother Ndugu and Acting Deputy Executive Minister of UFD, Ricardo Caldwell, for your loyalty and putting up with me. Love you, little bro. This is a critical time for me right now because I'm boxed in. On February 20th, 2020, Great Meadow Correctional Facility Superintendent Christopher Miller had me placed in solitary confinement, which is called the box because I'm kept in a hot, metal-like cell 24 hours a day with little property. And for what? Was I being violent? No. Was I found in possession of drugs or weapons? No. Was I planning an escape or prison riot? No. Did I threaten anybody? No. All no, 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 and no. Then why the hell am I in the box? In 2019, New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo, State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, and State Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie entered into an agreement to overhaul the use of solitary confinement. They agreed to ensure that solitary confinement is a punishment reserved for serious conduct that creates a significant risk to safety and security. So what did I do that was so serious that it created a significant risk to safety and security? The answer? Nothing. I am simply charged with possessing UFD literature and materials and possessing a letter in which I innocently discuss my former gang affiliation. That is it. And anyone who knows me, including staff members here at this facility, know that I am not a threat to safety and security. I was in the Bennington College program on track to get my associate's degree in June. I was on the inmate liaison committee, and I mentored young prisoners through my UFD organization. The truth is that Superintendent Christopher Miller had me placed in solitary confinement in retaliation for suing him and his bosses for illegally denying my First Amendment right to promote, operate, and organize UFD. I knew this day would come and had repeatedly warned the United States District Court for the Northern District of New York, where my lawsuit is pending, that I would be targeted and disciplined without court intervention. But the Northern District ignored me. This is because the Northern District is hostile towards pro se prisoner lawsuits. This isn't something I'm just imagining or making up. The Honorable John O. Newman, the former Chief Judge of the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit, which covers the Northern District, once acknowledged there is opposition in the federal court system to pro se prisoner lawsuits and appeals. So much so that cases worthy of conscientious consideration get overlooked. That's what is happening in my case. My UFD lawsuit is a case worthy of conscientious consideration. Docs denied my request for approval to form a prison chapter of UFD based upon an outright lie, a deliberate misrepresentation of facts, an exaggerated response to prison concerns, and minor discrepancies with my application I corrected or that were not fatal. I can prove each of these facts, but the Northern District keeps ruling against me with blatantly biased and clearly erroneous decisions on my motions, yet takes docs at their word. I'm no legal scholar, but I've been practicing law as a pro se prisoner and jailhouse lawyer for 22 years, so I know the difference between mere legal errors and those legal errors that are deliberate, biased, and unfair. But what can I do? I can't afford my own lawyer. The Prison Litigation Reform Act that Bill Clinton signed into law makes it extremely difficult to get federal judges to appoint pro bono counsel in civil cases, and it discourages private lawyers from taking prison cases because the law drastically reduces the attorney fees they can collect if they win. And legal services organizations such as the New York Civil Liberties Union, the Prisoners' Rights Project of the Legal Aid Society, and the Prisoners' Legal Services of New York all say the same thing. Due to limited resources, they can only accept a handful of cases. I'm a firm believer most of this is due to their failure to think of innovative and creative ways to serve more prisoners, like merging themselves together or training and utilizing prisoner paralegals. Be that as it may, I'm boxed in with little way out. Solitary confinement is torture, plain and simple. It doesn't work as a disciplinary tool. It makes prisoners more violent and disruptive because it negatively impacts our mental health. I honestly deserve this. I need you all to share this message with everyone you can and to post it everywhere you can, please. I need you to phone zap and email blast the governor, the state senate majority leader, the state assembly speaker, and the state senate chair of the Crime Victims, Crime and Corrections Committee to demand that they abolish the use of solitary confinement and order that docs place me back into general confinement. And I need you to phone zap and email blast federal judge May DeAgostino as often as you can to demand that my lawsuit before her, case number 9:19-CV-0718, be given full and fair consideration, and that my motions for preliminary injunctive relief and temporary restraining orders be granted. Finally, per DOCSIS rules and regulations, I cannot ask for or solicit from nobody but my family, yet my trusted comrade Steve set up a GoFundMe page on my behalf to raise money for, among other things, my legal expenses. It would be nice if Steve could raise the money to hire a lawyer for me, but $1,000 would go a long way too. I thank you all for listening, and for whatever further help or support you give, please write to me via snail mail. Let us help to ease my anxiety. Unfortunately, if you email me via JPay, I'm not going to receive it because we're not allowed to have our tablets in the box. So phone zap and email blast docs to demand I be given access to my email. And in fact, I just learned that a lot of my mail that's going in and out of the facilities are not reaching its destination and I'm not receiving it. So I believe that they're disrupting my communications with my family and friends. So if you all can phone zap and email blast docs to demand that they stop disrupting my mail, I would appreciate that as well. With that, I leave you all with many thanks.